Nakarunasindu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Subala Valabhavaya Kumarayo Daita Namasakastvam Asi Vraje Iti Dayo Purato Viduram Janam Kshanam Mamum Kripaya Dhyanivedya O Subal, in Brajmandal you are a Priya Namasaka, a bosom friend of Sri Nanda Maharaj's son and Sri Prishabhanu Maharaj's daughter. On this day, extend but a slight gesture of mercy to me and relate my sad stories to your two friends. So, when we have a very urgent appeal to someone who's very high and important, we will go to the person who is close to him. So, Subal is Priya Namasaka. There are three types of friends of Krishna, and the Priya Namasaka, they have insights into Radha and Krishna's confidential pastimes. Other friends don't know that Krishna meets Radha. So these Priya Namasakas become messengers of Krishna, who go to Lalita and other gopis and give them some message. They can also go to Radha and Krishna directly. So Rupa Goswami says, actually there are four types of sakas, but this is not so important at this moment. O Subal, you are such a Priya Namasaka. You are always joyful. You assist Radha and Krishna in their lilas, specifically also the Madhurya lila. Your nature is to joke because you are a confidential friend. I am now separated from Radha and Krishna and suffer greatly because of that. Everyone in Braj knows that you have direct contact with Radha and Krishna. You have direct access. So kindly go to them and forward my application so that I can be accepted. There is a little two little pastimes regarding Subal. He looks so similar to Radha. So one day, in order to belittle Jatila, he dressed in Radha's dress. And Vrinda looks very much like Krishna. She has a dark complexion. And she takes the dress, or the fancy dress of Krishna, the tight pants, the skirt, turban, the things. So, fully disguised, the two make their visit to Jatila, who is dressed like Radha.
So,
and who's dressed like Krishna?
Vrinda.
Good. So they look so much like Radha and Krishna that Jatila is deceived and cries out, "Ha! I have catched the two of you together, Radha and..." And she goes and unveils Radha. She's so cruel. She takes the Anjali, the head cloth away. "I have caught you." Then sees Subal and Vrinda Devi, who looks like Krishna, also takes her turban off, and the hairs come up, and both clap joyfully in the hands. Yatila, you are always seeing ghosts. So Yatila is very ashamed. Oh, I've unnecessarily blamed Radha to be together with Krishna. It's only Subal who is together with Vrinda. So the two laugh and laugh and laugh. But there is another pastime which I would like to talk about. Krishna, when he first saw Radha, he was extremely distracted. He could not find any other thought than Radha, but he did not know who's Radha Rani. I mean, that's the Leela. So one day it was just too much. He was all the time thinking of Radha, but he could not meet her, didn't know about her. So he went far away into the deep forest. He had told his friends, "I go there, I need to look at the beauty of the forest." So around Krishna there were kadamba trees. Kadamba trees are the trees of Radharani. They have somehow a little golden complexion. There were nightingales, these are birds, bees, fresh flowers. But Krishna was so distraught. Distraught means distracted. He stood there with his flute in the hand, not knowing what to do. There was a platform of jewels, and he sat down, and Subal looked for him. His friend had behaved so different, and he came and asked Krishna, "Sakha, my dear friend, is something worrying you? I'm here, I'm Subal. I can take all the troubles away from your mind by good advice." Krishna said, "No, nothing. So Subal said, "I can see by the expression of your face that there's a lot burdening your heart. Just tell me." So Krishna broke down crying. "Ah, you're my dearest friend, Subal. I have nothing to hide from you. I can only say, a girl crosses my path whenever I enter the forest. And this girl who is passing my path and looks at me with her eyes has entered my heart, and I realize I can no longer live happily when she's so far away." So I said, "Describe her, perhaps I know her." "Well, this girl is not like anyone else I've ever seen. She shines like lightning on a high jeweled temple. The temple, the roof made from jewels, and the lightning is there. What brilliance and multicolors are there." So the multicolors is, she has blue cloth. And I'm asking myself, is she a goddess? Because a human being is not so beautiful. Subal said, "You said she has a bluish sari?" "Yes, yes." "Ah, then it's very simple. This is the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj." Meanwhile, in Yavat, Radha behaved like a Viharini, like a Yogini, and like a Pagalini. Virahini means someone who is very much separated from her beloved. So she stared at a fresh cloud because the bluish cloud reminded her of Krishna. She's behaved like a yogini, that means she sat down and said the japa of Siam Nam, Siam, 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 and she cried while she said these names. And Pagalini means someone who's crazy. She jumped up and down, flapping like a fish out of water. She had given up all eating or sleeping out of separation, and the Sakis were extremely worried. What would happen when Radha would not meet Siam Sunda? So Subal was the one who somehow went to Radharani and said, Radha, Krishna's condition in your absence is really very helpless. He wants your association. So Radharani said, what? He wants my association, but I'm so useless. And Subal said, no, he said he cannot live any longer without you. So in this way, Subal helped to make a union. Devotees in this world should also feel that their life without Radha and Krishna is useless. We may think, no, my life is useless because I'm so, let us say, I have this disqualification. I'm a difficult person. I really have no friends because they do not, no one can live with me really. I can't even live with myself. So we think this is the reason why we are suffering. But if we would be Krishna conscious, if we would be full of love for Krishna, we would act properly, we would be inspired, we would be enthusiastic, and all of our problems, I have just made one problem up, you know, that one cannot live with himself, would change. There's a prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur who says, let me love myself because I'm inclined to Krishna. So a devotee who feels the desire for Krishna, he can also live with himself. He is not needing to shut down his emotions and his love and his feelings, and his intelligence. He can think, oh yes, I want to go to Krishna, I want to do this. So a touch of Krishna consciousness is the solution for even mountains of problems.